Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
March Sauceness. Every week this month, we have been highlighting a different sauce that you can make during the week. Easy, delicious pasta for your family. And here's the best part. Easy cleanup, too. One pan. Three-time Emmy-nominated Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com, host of Restaurant Road Trip. Plum, this one, I have to be honest with you.
I know.
I've never made because it seems really hard because it involves eggs.
You know, eggs do tend to scare people away, yeah. But it's not as hard as you think it is. It's a really, really simple one, and so much flavor in this because it has bacon in it.
I know, and carbonara really is my favorite. Like, it's a delicious sauce, you know, to eat, but it always really was intimidating for me to make.
I mean, what's the difference when you're adding eggs to something, right? Maybe a step, two steps? It's not all that involved, right?
It's not that hard. You just want to make sure you don't scramble the eggs. You want to make them nice and silky smooth, which is what you're looking for with this.
Is what scares me.
Yeah, but okay. It's not hard. So here's the thing, okay? Everyone's going to say, carbonara should never have cream in it. That's what your dad's going to say, Anna. It's important. And yes, they're right. But you got to remember, I'm gearing this towards people to have less errors. I want success. You know, I want a high success rate. We don't want, like, errors. So I have a way to fix it to make it easier for yourself. So start off by cooking off some spaghetti. One of my favorite things to cook, spaghetti. It's a great pasta. It goes with everything. Everybody loves spaghetti. But we're going to save some of that pasta water. Now, take a pan, get it nice and hot, and we're going to take some bacon, okay? Just get a pound of bacon, cut it into smaller pieces, and throw it in the pan, and let's start to cook it out and get that extra fat out in the pan. You know, bacon is delicious.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I have a quick question, because I was looking over the recipe that you had sent earlier, and it said streaky bacon, and I don't really know what streaky bacon
is. Right, this is definitely not pre-cooked stuff that you're talking about, because
you want
that grease to be coming out.
Yeah, no, sometimes streaky bacon is like the strips.
Thank you.
So just take some bacon, cut it up into pieces. Doesn't have to be great, perfect size pieces. I don't want it to be uniform. Just throw it in the pan, get it nice and hot. That's what you want to do there. After it starts to cook down a little bit, what I want you to do is add a little bit of fresh garlic to it. Chop up some fresh garlic. I say all the time, I've been preaching all month, no garlic, okay? So now, while that's getting nice and happy in the pan, what I want you to do is take egg yolks, okay? So separate the yolk from the egg, right, and put it into a bowl. And we're going to add a little bit of creme fraiche. Now, if you don't have creme fraiche, sour cream will also work. So mix it together, and we're going to grate a bunch of Parmesan cheese right into the eggs and the mixture we're mixing, right? Now, our bacon and our garlic are super happy in that pan. Let's take some of that pasta, and we're going to put it in the pan. And then we're going to add some frozen peas to it, okay? What I want you to do now is kind of mix up those peas in there and with that bacon and with that pasta in that pan, right? The next thing we're going to do is go out to our bowl of our egg mixture and our cheese mixture and just add a little bit of water in there if you need to. We want just to, like, ribbon off your spoon. You know, you lift your spoon up, it just kind of comes right off the spoon. We're going to take that, and then we're going to take our pan off the heat, pour our egg mixture in.
This is where it gets complicated.
It's not. And then just take your tongs or your spoon and mix it around. This way it won't scramble. It gets really thick and smooth and velvety. It is absolutely phenomenal. If you need to add a little bit of that pasta water left, right on top of there, that'll help too. That really kind of help thin it out and make it beautiful. Take that out, put it onto a big bowl or a big plate, finish it with some Parmesan cheese, top it with a little bit of parsley if you want, fresh parsley, not dry, and you're ready to rock and roll. I take mine and actually then take some of the bacon out of the pan and put it on top as a garnish as well.
Well, I mean, anytime there's bacon as a garnish, that's a win.
It actually doesn't sound all that terribly difficult.
It's not hard.
No.
Mm-hmm. You cook off some bacon and some garlic, take a bowl, add two egg yolks to it, some cheese, and a little bit of creme fraiche, mix it up. Right? Add a little water if you need to. Add your pasta to your cooked bacon and peas and garlic. Add the eggs to it. Mix it up with your tongs. Add a little water if you need to. You're good to go.
Seems a little difficult for me, but I'm sure the average person could do it.
A trial and error. What's the worst you end up with?
Scrambled eggs.
No one even knows
on your pasta, which is not bad.
I'm telling you.
I'll eat it.
As long as it's not a rip, roaring hot, it won't scramble that quickly and you'll be good to go. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving in the pan. You're ready to rock and roll.
All right,
it's delicious.
Want to find Chef Plum? Just head to his website, chefplum.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.